Hello once again from World Dairy Expo. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network, talking with the folks at Elanco today as Eric Schilling joins us. He is Director of Dairy Business in the U.S.
So let's talk about what is Elanco's role. When you look at the dairy business here in the United States, what is your key thing that you're keeping an eye on?
The big thing for us is to ensure that we're bringing sound science to create a more healthy animal, a more productive animal. And now a big part of our business is now transitioning to how do we enable sustainability to be an alternative revenue source other than milk for our customers.
That's a big row to hoe, but obviously you guys have got great staff, great folks that are working. What's a dairy producer coming to you saying, hey, this is what we need from you guys?
I think the big thing for us is that we bring sound science and consistency. And then from the standpoint of our sustainability portfolio, what we're doing is we're taking existing products we have today and new innovation and turning that into an alternative revenue source for the dairymen. So as they battle the constant ups and downs of feed prices and milk prices, our goal is that beyond supporting those two things is that we also can help them find an alternative revenue source that adds more value back to the dairy, allows them to create more capital that they can scale, or they can put it in their pocket and continue to move forward from a profitability standpoint.
So let's talk about the products that are available. How are you guys there to assist them?
Yeah, we put our products in two categories. Ones would be called like packaged goods. Those are our antibiotics, vaccines, those products that in the most part are there to improve or be a preventative measure to ensure health for the animal. On the other side, we have our feed additive products, so a staple for the past 50 years, Rumensin, in the diet and continuing to enable success there. We've also brought in new nutritional health products. We have a toxin binder as well as a product that reduces inflammation within cattle. And then the final piece is our new innovation called Bovaer, which is a product that reduces the enteric methane produced by the cow.
Let's talk a little more about Bovaer and how that is aiding them.
Yeah, so we just launched the product last year. It's going well. The marketplace to be able to create the financial return for that enteric reduction really needed to be set up. And so we've been working with consumer packaged goods companies, the processors, and then also, of course, the dairymen to identify a partnership that allows them to feed Bovaer, acknowledge the reduction from a scientific standpoint and a verified standpoint, and then those consumer packaged goods companies provide them with a check for their results. And so marrying that up has taken a little bit of time, but we're starting to show some pretty significant growth and have been able to move to a place where we're feeding almost 200,000 cows in the U.S., and we hope to continue to grow that in the future.
Do you see the antibiotics and everything that is needed to be there? Have you seen the attitudes change? You know, it used to be, I remember when I was a dairy kid, it was like you shot and vaccinated everybody, dewormed everybody, whether they needed it or not. How have you seen those practices change and allowed you guys to evolve to, again, bring some amazing products to those producers?
Yeah, I think to your point, in the past it was, hey, do all things as necessary. I think now we've entered into a space that says, do what's judiciously correct. Let's make sure that we're treating the symptoms that need to be treated, and let's make sure that we've got a good base and a balance of what's needed versus just an assumption that let's just make the choice. I think what that allows the dairyman to say is okay, what's the value return of ensuring the health of these animals? And at this point, we know that the value of those animals is continuing to grow by the day, it seems like, from a market standpoint. Our main focus is that can we be preventative if possible? Yes. But then when it's necessary, can we bring good sound science to ensure the health and the speed of recovery of those animals as fast as possible? So that's our goal, and we want to do that at a judicious level.
So what do you like about the role that you have and the work that you do with the American Dairy Farmer?
I think for me, it's always going to be around people. So the cows should be in the center, but for me, the people are the ones that make it happen. And I'm blessed to have a phenomenal team, technical team, sales team at Elanco. But sometimes I get stuck in our home office working through budgets and business and those kind of things. The best part for me was I was just in California. I'm up here in Wisconsin today. It's getting a chance to go out and meet dairy farmers and understand where things are going well, where there's challenges, and how we can be a part of that, like you'd said before.
And just taking all that information and coming back to your team to say, okay, this is what I was told at World Dairy Expo.
Yeah, I mean, for us, if you were to look back in a couple of years ago, we would have never said that we would be in the sustainability space. In some cases, farmers are saying, hey, I'm not quite ready for that. I need to focus on my baseline returns and just improving my milk quality, et cetera, et cetera. We think we can be a part of that conversation as well. And we've been a staple with Rumensin for a number of years. We think we've got innovation coming and innovation here now that can help them in all those fronts.
So most importantly, just wait. Some exciting things are coming down the pipeline.
Absolutely.
At World Dairy Expo, I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.